The second lesson and sermon text from the second chapter of Paul's letter to the Ephesians, verses 4 through 10. But God, because he is rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. He also raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He did this so that in the coming ages he might demonstrate the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Indeed, it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance so that we would walk in them. The word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. About a decade ago, a researcher took a survey of faithful members. So these were not members who sort of drop in for a worship service once or twice a year. These were faithful, actively engaged members of solid confessional Lutheran congregations, including our own Wisconsin Synod. Survey was very short. It was only two questions long, and it asked these faithful participants of good, solid Lutheran churches. First question, multiple choice. Are you going to go to heaven when you die? The options were A, definitely yes. B, hopefully yes, but maybe not. C, hopefully yes, but probably not. And D, definitely not. You imagine answering D? Well, what do you think the most popular answer was to that question among members of faithful confessional Lutheran churches? The majority, not the plurality, but the majority of people answered B. Hopefully yes, maybe not. Now, the second question, which really gets interesting, it asked the people who answered that they were definitely or hopefully getting into heaven, why is God going to let you in? And most of the people responded with a primary answer, a first answer of why they were getting into heaven that pointed to themselves. I'll just read a couple of examples. This is a gentleman who faithfully attended a solid Lutheran church for over 8 decades. This is why he's getting into heaven. Oh, wow. I have served on my church's council 7 different times, but who's counting, right? My wife, now this is really brilliant. Now he's going to get into heaven on the back of good stuff that his wife did. My wife has directed the choir for decades, and I have sung in it. We attend church every week. Here's another answer from a lady who is a member of her church for over 70 years. I have helped serve at over 100 funerals, and again, who's counting? I have helped grieving families in their time of need. What about you? If you were asked those questions, what would you choose for why you're getting into heaven, and why would you choose it? Well, there are biblically correct answers to those two questions, and they are answers that every Christian, and especially every Lutheran, should be giving every single time. You people really have no excuse to get those questions wrong at all. The correct answer to question number one is A, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, yes, I am going to heaven when I die. And the correct answer to number two is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 to 9. It is by God's grace, the undeserved love that he showed me when he sent his son into the world to live and die for me. It is through the faith in Jesus that the Holy Spirit has given me, and none of that comes from myself. All of that is God's work, so it is nothing for me to boast about at all. Those are the correct answers that every Christian should be giving in their hearts and with their mouths when they are asked questions like that. And I think maybe one of the reasons that a lot of Christians don't give those answers is maybe because they think it sounds arrogant. It sounds a little bit full of yourself to say that you know you are going to heaven for sure. But it is actually the exact opposite of arrogant. It is actually a deeply humble answer, because the reason you are going to heaven when you die is not because of you. It's not because you lived a good life, and it's not because you tried your best to love God, and it's definitely not because you were on a church council, or for goodness sake, your wife directed a choir, or blah, 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 me, me, me. The reason you are going to go to heaven when you die, and you can be absolutely sure of it, is that while you were still dead in your trespasses, God moved for you. He sent his Son into the world to supply you with the holiness, the perfection that you need to live with God in heaven. Jesus earned it for you, died on the cross to take your sins away, and then God sent the Holy Spirit to you to give you faith in that saving work of Jesus Christ. In other words, your entire salvation from beginning to end and all the way through is entirely the work of God, which is why every Christian should answer those questions, yes, I am certain that I am going to heaven when I die. And if it depended on me, I would never get in, because I can never reach the perfection that God requires, but it doesn't depend on me at all. God has done it, and he has done it all for me. That's what every Christian should know in their brain, believe in their heart, and confess with their mouth. So then, why is it that so many Christians, including longtime Lutherans, are giving wrong answers to those questions? Are we really so thick when it comes to the truth that apart from God, we are dead in our sins and totally unable to save ourselves? Are we really so slow to believe that the only way of salvation is through faith in God's Son, Jesus Christ, this sole path of salvation that God lays out for us in his word? Yes. Yes, we are. A wise man once said, above all else, mankind is unteachable. That's a little bit too pessimistic, but not much. Because no matter how many times my ears hear the message that I'm dead in my sins and powerless to save myself, no matter how many times my brain processes that it can only be God's grace in Christ, there is always a part of me that wants to think, I'm not really such a bad person. And it's much too harsh. I'm being too hard on myself to say that I'm dead in sins apart from God. See, every Christian, no matter how strong their faith gets, until the day they die, they're always going to have this little pagan voice inside of them, yelping at them, that they can save themselves, and they must save themselves. And this is exactly why Christians need to immerse themselves in the promise of their baptism and the promise of God's word. This is why we need to be guests at Jesus' supper every possible time we can be, because we need the Holy Spirit to always be refreshing and renewing this confidence that our salvation relies on God and on God alone. Through that work of the Holy Spirit, we will be confident, 100% sure, in the truth of our salvation. And once we are confident in that belief, we are then ready to turn the confidence of our salvation out and live it in this world. Because when God convinces a person that their salvation is airtight and certain because of his work, he does something else for that person at the exact same time. And St. Paul describes it this way. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So, when God brings a person to find salvation in God's grace alone, he simultaneously starts working on that person, like a craftsman working on raw materials, molding, shaping, carving us into the creations that he wants us to be. You and I are God's workmanship, his specially handcrafted servants that he puts to work in this world. Do you understand what that means for you? You are not a second-hand end table that goes for $5 at a garage sale. You are not an IKEA coffee table or a Walmart office chair. Nothing against either of those places. I've bought furniture from both of them, but you know what I mean. You are an Amish-made mahogany dinner table. You are a Mennonite-made hickory rocking chair. You are unique, special, valuable, carefully crafted. That's what you are, because that's what God made you when he brought you to faith and gave you the confidence of your salvation. And God has done even more for us than that. He has also set up for us in advance opportunities for us to serve him in our life. Paul says, God prepared in advance for us works of service to him and to others. That means that when you rolled out of bed this morning, God already had set up for you different opportunities to serve him throughout your day. So, the person in need that you come across today is not there by accident. The whiny child who needs extra love and extra attention from you today is not there by coincidence. The opportunities to serve in your congregation that you read about in the bulletin are not there randomly. These opportunities are set up for us by God. So, what do we need to remember? First, we are going to heaven, absolutely positively, because God guarantees it to us in the work of his Son. We are God's special and valuable handcrafted servants. And the opportunities that we have to serve God and to serve each other are prearranged by God himself. And with those truths in our hearts, we will live out the confidence of our salvation in this world. And when you see somebody in need, go for it and help them. When you have an opportunity to show love to somebody who is acting totally unlovable at the moment, seize that opportunity. You see an opportunity to work in your congregation and it fits the gifts that God has crafted you with, seize it. And this is the really wonderful thing about living confidently in your salvation. You don't do any of these things because you have to, or because you're being pushed into it. There is not a hint of any of that kind of ugliness anywhere in St. Paul's words in these verses. We don't do these acts of service because we'll feel bad if we don't, or because it's our sense of duty as a Christian. We do them because God has given us the amazing gift of knowing for a fact that we are going to join him in his heavenly kingdom. And he has made us these special servants. That's why we take up these opportunities boldly, confidently, and cheerfully in our lives. Know with certainty what Christ has done for you, and know for a fact that you are going to heaven. And then, until you get there, live as the special made workmanship of God, taking advantage of all the opportunities he has set up for you. Amen.